Welcome to my dojo. This is Kung Fu Pizza Party, and I'm your host, Brandon Knight. And today, I'm dropping in for an updated, coming soon edition here on the show. I originally planned on talking about all of the excitement, might be the best possible word, over the Street Fighter cast announcement. But then, from out of nowhere, just as I was getting ready to sit down and review this, Mortal Kombat 2 decided to remind everybody that they also have a movie coming out this year. So we're going to talk about both here today, coming soon, Mortal Kombat 2 and Street Fighter. So for those of you dropping in to the show for the very first time, here on Kung Fu Pizza Party, I seek to deliver high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and serve up some wisdom one slice at a time. So we don't have all day to talk about this, but we're going to start things off with the more recent of the two announcements, and that is the trailers released for Mortal Kombat 2. So Mortal Kombat 2 is scheduled to come out October 24th of this year. And the big buzz surrounding this movie, which is going to be a follow-up to Mortal Kombat that came out back in, I think it was 2021? Yes, the remake that came out in 2021. The big buzz going into this second film is that Carl Urban is going to be playing Johnny Cage. And I have said here a few times on the show already, you're going to have to persuade me on this one. Carl Urban's isn't a draw for me. He just isn't. And obviously, even though he's an old man, I would still prefer Jean-Claude Van Damme playing this role. So you're gonna have to persuade me on this. And doggone it, those jerks are already trying really hard to persuade me on this. The trailers that have come out does make the movie look very good. There does seem to be, if you haven't checked them out yet, there does seem to be a bit of a tonal shift from the previous film. So the 2021 film, which I imagine I am going to review prior to this movie coming out, so I'll give some more thoughts. I've only seen it once since it's come out. But from what I recall is that movie was very heavy and very dark. And fine. I remember it being fine. They seem to be going for a bit of a lighter tone with this movie. Both visually, it does seem to be like a visually brighter films. It's not as sharp of a contrast as the Zack Snyder DC films to the James Gunn DC films, but kind of that, like, okay, we're kind of brightening things up here a little bit, even just visually speaking. But also, they are definitely going the comedy route when it comes to Johnny Cage. He is a wisecracking pretty boy, doesn't have superpowers. Even in the trailer, it opens with him kind of doing like this, yeah, fourth wall break, talking about like his career peaking in the 90s. Nobody really cares anymore about kind of this, like a little bit of this fourth wall break could be a reference to JCVD, could be a reference to Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Like, just they're definitely going the funny route. And again, Urban's not really a draw for me. As far as I know, he's never really done a comedy role before, so it's working so far for me in the trailer, at least in that trailer, because hats off to the marketing department here, because I had already seen that, for those of you who don't know, Johnny Cage's character is that he's an actor. He's an actor. And so there had already been released a movie poster, not for Mortal Kombat 2, but for an upcoming Johnny Cage film, Unfinished Cage or something like that, Uncaged Cage or something silly like that. All of the movies he's in have like that, have like puns to them. It's very like McBain from The Simpsons. Like everything has Cage, Cool Hand Cage, and other things in the films titles. Well, not long after the trailer for the actual Mortal Kombat 2 movie came out, a trailer, a shorter trailer, for an upcoming Johnny Cage film also came out to go along with it. So, it, from the looks of the Mortal Kombat 2 trailer, Johnny Cage is supposed to be in our world and gets brought into their world to compete in the Mortal Kombat tournament. So, I'm wondering if his character, if they're going to go kind of like the Deadpool route, and he's going to be very much aware of the fact that, like, he's in a movie, or that just... No, it seems like he knows exactly who he is, that he's not like some superpowered armored warrior, but an actor. So I'm wondering how much this is going to play into it. But yeah, they have this trailer. So it'll be interesting to see if they continue to do more trailers and more posters and ad spots that are for both this like internal movie that Johnny Cage is probably going to be making during Mortal Kombat 2, and then also just for the MK2 itself. So I've said here on the show already, you're gonna have to make me a believer in Carl Urban. And already I will give them their props. They are already doing a good job of persuading me towards the character. Whether I'll end up actually liking Carl Urban off the back end of this, I don't know. I just find him to be rather fine. There's nothing like, I don't see the spectacularness in him, but I don't really care about the boys because I don't like Garth Ennis's work, so there's that too. But and they even had the, I'll say this and then I'll move over to the more clickbait shocking stuff that has been going on in the Street Fighter world. They even had the audacity, and I mean that in a good way, the audacity that in the trailer for the new Johnny Cage film that's going to be part of the Mortal Kombat 2 film, there is a scene where like a missile is shot at him, and he does a jump split kick to avoid the missile. They even have him doing the splits, kind of technically, which is of course the nod towards Jean-Claude Van Damme. So I'm still hoping, I think it would still be cool if they somehow finagle JCVD into the movie somehow, like maybe there that could be his dad or something. I don't know if that age works out, but something like so. But yeah, they're already like, I think the movie is going to be a very different tone than the other one. And that might be for the best. I know a lot of people ripped on that 2021 film. I don't really remember a reason why not to like that movie. I thought from what I remember, the fight between Sub-Zero and Scorpion was like top notch. But Sub-Zero is my favorite character, so I'm going to like enjoy anything he's in. So, all right. So that's the update on Mortal Kombat 2. I'm thankful that I'm already starting to enjoy this a bit more, because as I have also said on the show before, I am more of a Mortal Kombat fan than a Street Fighter fan. So, you know, I want both of them to do well. And I will say, Street Fighter is also already making a really good first impression. That's my hot take about this. As all the clickbait articles were saying, this unhinged fan base dividing announcement of the cast. The cast announcement was made, and I think I think terms like unhinged is supposed to like stir up negative emotions. Here's my opinion, just right off the bat, before I dive into this cast list. Look, I'm not a diehard Street Fighter fan. Made that very clear when I reviewed Street Fighter Alpha Generations. So whether or not the characters that have been announced for this film make sense or not, I will let that be decided by like the diehard Street Fighter fans. I just want to talk about the people who were announced, because I think unhinged is a bit of a strong negative word, but there are some people who have been announced for this movie that if you gave me 100 guesses, I never would have guessed it. So let's get right into this one. So the reboot to the live action reboot to the Street Fighter franchise is scheduled to come out March 20th, 2026. And it's a Columbia Pictures Sony film. So already people are going to hate it, which is probably also why so many people are tagging it as unhinged. And honestly, I sat here and kind of refreshed my memory a little bit. And I don't know, maybe unhinged is a good word. Just kind of in like a in a good way. This is so okay. Let's get into it first. Starting first with three of the biggest characters in the Street Fighter franchise, and that is of course being Ryu, Ken Masters, and Kun Li. So Ryu is going to be played by Andrew Koji, who is best known for playing Assam in Warrior and also Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe Origins, along with several other roles. He was also in Bullet Train. Cool. I have nothing to really complain about there, other than I think for him and also who we have here playing Ken Masters, I'm a little bit like, okay, I need to see a poster or the trailer or something, because I don't know if they actually look like the people they're going to be playing. But that's no knock against their acting ability. And also, especially with Koji, like, no knock against his martial art ability. Like, the guy has already made an imprint on martial art media, so this might be the one that really kind of pushes him more into the mainstream, and that would be awesome. But like I said, you're also going to have to, I'm also really interested to see the images of Ken Masters, because that's going to be played by Noah Centineo. And if you know that name, it's probably because you were one of the five people who watched Black Adam, because he was Adam Smasher in that movie. Again, I have nothing really to say about like his acting ability or martial art, anything other than I don't really think he looks like Ken Masters, at least from this image, these images that I'm looking at him. Ken Masters is a pretty boy with the blonde, long flowing hair, kind of, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is, where's Ryan Gosling? Like, we all saw the Barbie movie. Don't roll your eyes and freak out. We all saw the Barbie movie and we know he could pull off the Ken Masters look. So, but again, I'm going to trust them on this and just, you know, let's just see. We'll just see how it goes. Finally, playing Kun Li, we have Kalina Liang, who I don't know. I do not know who this person is. From the looks of it, she has done several like teen drama shows, which would explain why I have no idea who this person is. So again, I can't really say anything towards her acting ability. So we will see. I think we might have, of these three people, this is probably the person who looks the most like the character that they are set up to play. I will say this off of these three in particular. In our modern media world, where Hollywood thinks in terms not just of sequels but cinematic universe franchises, they seem to be casting young, not like teenagers, but young for these main three characters. So that way they can go on to have them play in the movies for long periods of time rather than aging out. That's my just personal speculation. And again, nothing wrong with that. I think that's a smart plan and might also be why on this cast list, at least of what has been announced so far, which I'm pretty sure they've done two rounds of announcements so far. From what I can tell, Sakura has not been announced yet, so maybe they're just going to kind of work with who they have right now. But that would be another person who they would have to cast very young in order to make it work. So I brought up the whole Ryan Gosling thing, right? And there might be a reason why Ryan Gosling isn't on this list, and it could be because they spent all of their money on Jason Momoa. So Jason Momoa is, of course, going to be in this movie. Why wouldn't he be? It's a movie coming out in 2020. Aren't they all expected to have Jason Momoa in them? The thing I like about Jason Momoa, though, is that, you know, when he's a leading man, there's nothing... When he's a leading man, I'm not like, ooh, Jason Momoa's in this. Although he's got a new show coming to Apple TV Plus soon called Chief of War. There's a good chance by the time you're listening to this, it may have already come out. But usually when I see Jason Momoa on a thing, he's not like a name draw for me. But I do like how he is in everything now. But he's like mostly playing supporting characters. And I'm okay with that. I don't know, other than like this show that's going to be coming out soon. I don't know if I necessarily want like a whole Jason Momoa project. Aquaman was fine. It was enjoyable. But yeah, so of course the movie has Jason Momoa in it. But to their credit, Jason Momoa, I think, also starts the first of several characters that are surprising casting, but the characters make sense. He's been booked to play Blanca, and I can feel it. I feel that. That seems like a character that Momoa would play. Similar to our next pick, and we are definitely in the territory of, excuse me, who's in this movie? Because our tribal chief, Roman Reigns, has been announced to play Akuma. Yeah, of course he has. Like, I never would have guessed Akuma. I never would have guessed that Roman Reigns would be in this movie. But I guess if he's going to play anyone, Akuma, yeah, going off of the vibe check, it makes sense. And, you know, when Roman Reigns was in Fast and Furious 19, for whom the engine revs, or I don't know, I don't watch those movies. Like, he had a bit of an acting role in that, and it was small, but he really showed off a good amount of acting chops with the Bloodline storyline, especially in the early days, all the way through like the height of the pinnacle of that storyline. You can make an argument that the Bloodline went on, the original Bloodline saga went on too long, but he really showed off some acting chops there. So here's hoping that things continue to go well for Roman Reigns and that this role works out for him. But the pro wrestling nods don't end there, as the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes will be playing Guile. And yeah, with that hair, I guess that does make sense. I mean, yeah, again, like, who else? The first two are very much like, I'm going to have to see some pictures in order to be completely convinced on this. The last three, though, or even the last four now, the last three now with Kun Li as well, it's like, no, actually, these kind of make sense. Like, now, the thing I'm most interested to see with Cody is how they cover up that awful neck tattoo. I'm really hoping it is the same quality CGI that they use to cover up Henry Cavill's mustache in Justice League. But the pro wrestling doesn't end there, as Haruki Goto has been announced as E. Honda. And it's at this point that I'm, again, for the characters themselves, The diehard Street Fighter fans can comment and let me know if it makes any sense. Excuse me, if it makes any sense, the characters that have been announced so far for this movie. To me, as someone coming in more as a spectator, as a fan, just a casual fan, I should say, look, this is looking to me like, if these are the names that are already being announced, how many more random cameos and Easter eggs are they going to throw in here? Because I'm really surprised at so far, like, Boss Rutten hasn't been announced, but for some reason, I'm like, Boss Rutten needs to be in this movie. Like, there could be so many more random cameos, Easter eggs that I'm like, this could be a lot of fun. And I know I'm the only person on the planet who, well, that's not true. My wife also likes these movies. The Sony Spider-Man universe films with Venom and all that. Like, I like these movies. I like these, like, goofy, just turn off your brain and enjoy some mindless entertainment for a little bit films. And that's what I'm kind of getting here. Who knows? Maybe, like, the diehard Street Fighter fans are really divided over all of this. And I'm not done. There's a few more that are worth talking about, and I do have some more time. So let's get back into this now. Orville Peck has been announced as Vega. Orville Peck, I have no idea who this person is until I clicked on their name, is a South African country musician who wears a domino mask with a long fake Yosemite Sam style mustache. Okay, now maybe the word unhinged is starting to fit better. It was kind of that point. Also, David Dashmalkin is going to be M. Bison. He was the twins. What's their names? Kurt and Veb in the Ant-Man franchise. And I'll let you all decide which is more unhinged. Because Orville Peck, who I have no idea who this guy is, I don't listen to country music, let alone know country musicians from South Africa who wear Yosemite Sam fake mustaches and domino masks. But I think the one that initially set this all off during the first round of announcements of this movie is gonna be something was the fact that Balrog was announced to be played by 50 Cent. Sure he is. And you know what? Again, I think it's kind of interesting how, for me at least, a lot of these secondary characters, a lot of these additional characters outside of the main ones, like, I don't know. Although the acting picks were maybe unpredictable, for a lot of these, like, okay, yeah, like, why not? These people could be in here. They actually do kind of look like their character. And that brings me to some other people. I brought up Boss Rutten earlier, but, you know, if we're just gonna keep on with this, like, pro wrestling thing we got going here with Street Fighter next year, then where's Kenny Omega? Where's Xavier Woods? Where's Zelina Vega? I know they're all big gamers. I think they all have done Street Fighter stuff in the past. I know AEW does a lot of stuff with, like, Tekken, so maybe there's, like, a thing there. But what for Kenny Omega that he can, so, but, like, where are all these people? Give me more pro wrestlers. I think, yeah, I'm, when the cast announcement, the two rounds of cast announcements first came out for Street Fighter, I was like, ooh, I'm more excited for this than I am Mortal Kombat 2 now. And then Mortal Kombat 2 trailers dropped, and I'm like, shoot, I'm just excited for both now. And that feels good. As somebody who used to be, like, a diehard MCU person, and I'm just, like, completely burnt out by all of it now, it kind of, and also I was a DCU EU person for a long time too. It's kind of nice to be excited for geek media movies again. And producer Cooper has plopped down next to me, so he's probably going to have something to say. What would you like to say, producer Cooper? Go ahead.
Well, hello.
What are you watching?
I'm watching Potter.
Who's your favorite?
Favorite Potch.
Do you like Marshall?
Like Potch is the Marshall.
Well, that's it for today's episode. If you're one of those Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter diehard superfans out there, let me know in the comments of this episode or on social media to let me know what you think of these announcements. Are you digging the trailer? Are you a believer in Carl Urban as Johnny Cage now? Is the Street Fighter cast truly that unhinged? Let me know in the comments. But that, again, that's it for today's episode. Thank you all for listening so much. You can follow the show on Instagram at Kung Fu Pizza Party and on Letterboxd, Kung Fu Pizza PRTY. You can check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, a place for faith and pop culture. And check out the other great shows here on the Anazao Ministries Podcast Network. Now he has a giant Power Ranger. Including Systematic Geekology, Why I Don't Like, and my sister podcast, My Seminary Life, where I talk all things faith and theology. This has been Kung Fu Pizza Party, where I have delivered high-flying action in 30 minutes or less and served up some wisdom one slice at a time.